The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
And one more here. I don't know if he wants me to say his name, so I won't, just in case. He said his lactose intolerance saved his life. He said, I went to high school right in downtown Boston, 2012 to 2016. Back in 2013, some of my classmates and I mentioned about meeting up in town to hang out around Copley Square to watch the marathon. Woke up late that morning. Pretty much bad stomach pains. Explosive diarrhea. Decided to cancel. So instead of going over to a friend's house and eventually going out to eat, all of a sudden, the owner of the restaurant turns the TV on, and the news of the marathon bombings was just breaking. I immediately kind of shut down and started to panic. Probably would have been right where those bombs went off. Maximum of maybe 100 feet away from there. A scary thought, what could have happened if I didn't have pizza and then resulting diarrhea?
Oh, man.
That's the best time to have it, I guess.
If there's a good time to get diarrhea, it's right before the disaster.
Yep.
If it stops you from being a part of it.
It's crazy, though, how that happens.
Yeah. Oh, man. Your butt saved your life.
Well, it's just crazy to, like, see where you could have been during something like
that. Oh, big time. It's always creepy when you see those people that, you know, they're all lined up to be there.
Yeah.
And then the universe is like, don't.
Right.
Yeah. People that don't get on planes, you know, all this crazy stuff. Anyway, this same guy whose diarrhea saved his life has another issue. He also included it in the email here. He said, so on a lighter note, I'm a pretty young guy. I'm in my early 20s, average build, probably a 6 or 7 on a good day. There's this girl that I've been chatting with for over a year who lives just out of state. We've been pretty friendly over text and physical when she comes to visit. We both talked about our very kinky sides.
Mm-hmm.
And most have been pretty well received. The problem I have came up a few months ago when she came up for the last visit. In a PG way for your show, I offered my face as a seat.
Yes.
And I was giving her backside the old, how's she going?
Oh, wow. Quite a seat.
I was good with my stuff and she was loving it. But all of a sudden, she hopped off in a panic.
Oh, well.
I was confused until she let out a little fart.
Well, that'll confuse you. That'll daze you.
Mustard gas.
She saw my panic and said, oh, sorry, I didn't think anyone would enjoy me doing that in their face. Well, the issue is, I would.
Oh.
Yes, before Dave calls me a million whores or questions my sanity, I do have a fart fetish.
Wow, this is awesome.
Fart sniffer line one.
Yeah.
It's not so much the smell or the sound, but more the domination aspect of it.
Yeah, just the taboo nature of someone farting on you. Farting right on you.
Okay. He said, I made a comment something like, well, I wouldn't say nobody would like it. I don't like to kink shame, trying to hint towards the possibility of it happening. So the conversation ends there. We continued that night without ever talking about it again. Now, I should say farting is not my only kink. It's not the sole thing I get off on. It would just be something I wouldn't mind doing from time to time.
Right.
My question is, should I talk to her about the possibility of doing it in the future? She loves backdoor stuff, so it wouldn't be that far of a leap, I think. Or should I just keep it quiet for the time being because she explicitly said she wouldn't think anybody would enjoy that? I enjoy her company. I enjoy talking to her, so I don't want to mess this up. You're the only one I could talk to. Love the show. Keep up the great work in these crazy, depressing times. Don't know what I'd do without you guys.
So awkward.
Yeah. It's weird to have that conversation, right?
Don't you? Okay. Maybe I'm coming out of left field here. Don't you think the fact that she jumped off and said, oh, sorry, I don't think anyone would want me doing that in their face. Don't you think she was kind of almost floating it out there herself? Because what
she was testing the waters, you think?
Listen, well, most
women. It is
women,
a weird way to say it. Would never even admit to that. Well, she did fart, though.
I guess you could. Yeah.
You farted.
Just, most women wouldn't even address it.
Yeah. I think she was being very polite.
Yeah.
Very courteous to her lover.
Because she did fart. It didn't. She didn't like jump off in hopes like, oh, I can't. I got to stop because if I don't stop now, I'm going to fart.
Fart reactions are unexpected.
Yeah. But at the same time, I can see where Dave is coming from. Because just the way that she presented it, it seems like, I don't think anyone would like this, but...
Right.
Maybe.
I just think most women wouldn't even address it. Like, if they had to jump off because they had to expel some gas, they'd just, like, go, oopsie poopsie. You know, right. They wouldn't really. They'd run into the bathroom or...
Yeah, they wouldn't outwardly say...
These two are getting after it, I think.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways.
I mean, he took one to the face and was like, I liked it.
Yeah.
Please, may I have another? Please.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask this.
It's a dangerous game.
Maybe to the women listening. If a guy said to you, hey, listen, if I'm ever down there and you have to fart, don't worry about it. Let it rip. Do you think there a lot of women would be like, oh, my stars and goddess?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah. No, most girls, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is.
Everyone knows my opinion on it.
Yeah,
I don't need to say it again. I think
you're anti-fart.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But, you know. Other people might be okay with it.
No, they obviously are.
I think
are.
It's a pretty low percentage.
Yeah. How many people are into farts? Give me a number.
I think like 4%.
I was going to say 2%, so yeah.
4%.
2 to 4%
of the population is into farts.
Yeah. 2 to 4% of the American population.
Sexual farts.
Is into
sexual farts.
Sexual farts.
Sexual farting. Sexual.
It's a real thing.
Smell the pleasure.
Yeah. I mean, we know that they're into it because...
That is a good thing. That is a good conversation to have before you start getting it on. You know, you got to talk farts. You just say, no, really? I'm down there.
I think what he...
got one coming.
Yeah, and what he should say is the next time he offers his seat up...
Yeah.
He just needs to say, hey, listen, no matter what is about to... Ooh, you better be careful because you might bite off more than you can chew there. But you could say, no matter what's going to happen, just stay here. He might like that too. Don't you think that's next?
Probably. Yes.
Oh, you mean that's farts? Next. Just the it's the tip opening
of
door.
The fartburg.
The tip of the fartburg.
Fartburg.
Right. Most of us would be terrified of fartburgs. Some people want to go straight into them.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the eye of the fart.
Yeah.
Like a tornado chaser.
There's too much porn that exists that deals in that realm.
Right, that's why I think like 2 to 4% may be low, as crazy as that is.
I guess what I'm saying is I feel like it moves past that. Like, so he's in farts like a gateway drug. You know?
This gives you a taste.
Farts like smoking weed in the 50s.
Right.
You know? Where it's going to lead to heroin and... You're going to jump out of a building.
There's so much about this online. Sexually aroused by farts? You're not alone. Meet the men who have a fart fetish. What about this? What does it mean to have hot farts?
Well, like my farts are hot right now, which means I have a...
Oh, it just means like literally your farts are hot.
Temperature-wise?
Temperature-wise, but generally it's not a sign
it's
of
like
anything
It's like I definitely
serious.
Need to get rid of it. The stuff in there.
I need more coffee for this segment.
You do. But look at this question. What does it mean when a girl farts?
That's so deep.
So many people have asked Google that. It
what
comes up.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? It means I love you. It's just her way of validating the level of intimacy you've reached. You're in...
Oh.
Oh, wait. Just because she's farting doesn't mean she loves you. Just means she's comfortable around you.
They say like in a long-term relationship, it means I love you. But in a non-long term, it could mean you're just my friend.
Google has also been asked, why does my girlfriend fart so loud?
She's special.
Because she loves you.
Why do we fart before we poop? Google.
Oh my God, fart questions on Google.
Yeah, they have a lot of fart questions.
Yeah, people have a lot of fart curiosity. And they go straight to the Google.
I'm fart curious.
He's not a fart sexual. He's fart curious.
I'm fart curious.
That's probably a thing. Right? People are
ask
just...
fart. Look, say...
What is fart curious?
Yeah. Or just look for something that is for people who are fart curious.
Fart curious. Is the need to take a sniff of someone's fart despite being warned not to.
Okay, well, that's
you're
different.
You're fart curious.
That's different.
Yeah, it's not like a sexuality thing.
Mm. No.
All right.
Man, oh man.
Sam's in Ann Arbor. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So if a guy said, listen, I'd love you to fart in my face, how would you
feel? No, not going to do it.
No, not for you. No. You wanted to talk about something else, though.
No, I was just calling to say I think that it might be more common that, like, a closet fetish or something, because me and my friends were joking around one time. I was helping my friend look for an apartment, and so we came across this ad that was like free or like super cheap rent this guy wanted, and he said there's just like a odd stipulation, it has to be a female. So we responded to it and I said, you know, what is the stipulation? Like, this is all via text, and we were just completely joking around. I kind of feel bad for the guy, but he said, you have to fart in my face. And so I carried it out and I was like, well, what if I don't have to? And he said, well, that's fine. And I was like, well, what if, I said, how often? And he's like, as often as you'd like. And it was just like so weird. He was like, so I was like, how many people have responded to this ad? And he said, more people than you would think. And then we just, like, left it alone.
Yeah. I think we've heard about that.
I think we actually talked about it on the show.
Yeah,
I
because that another person applied or yeah. was looking to possibly.
They were thinking about it or something like that. Should yeah. I do this type of thing? I mean, it's free rent, right? Like, realistically.
You understand why you'd be fart tempted.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are so weird.
Yeah. I'd get a mansion right now. I'd get a mansion right now. I'd be that guy. Give me a mansion. So I farted in his face right now.
Was able to pay her rent with farts?
Well, she was thinking about it.
Yeah. Fart rent.
It's not bad, right? Like, farts are free.
If farts were a currency, I'd be a billionaire.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like the Bezos.
Yeah,
farts.
Exactly. Okay.
You could do that. You could still do that, James.
Yeah.
Somebody send me that ad.
Yeah.
Free rent for farts.
Break the news to my fiance. I'm sorry. I've become the Bezos of farts. I'm yeah. To go fart in this guy's face.
If you can guarantee that's all he'd ever want from you is your farts, then that's a pretty sweet setup, I guess, for some folks who don't mind.
I guess.
I don't know.
If you can guarantee that's all he would, I feel like he'd want more.
Well, of course he's going to want more, but he may be kind of like a sub, so he'd never really try anything. He would just hope to God that you would, in your domination of him, would decide to do more stuff.
One of the worst videos trends ever happened was that cake fart thing. The video.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty bad. Ruin cakes that way.
Yeah.
I agree.
Pudding farts is no better.
Pudding farts was horrible, but cake farts, delicious cakes destroyed by farts and fecal matter.
They don't still do that, do they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
They do?
People still send it to us like, yeah, it's not, you guys won't believe what I found.
It's not classic?
We found that 15 years ago.
So they're making updated new videos in 2020.
Well, it used to have its own website, which was taken down.
That was like at least over 10 years ago.
Oh, it was absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of the first.
14 years ago or something.
Yeah, it's one of the first things 13. We ever talked about.
It was one of the weirdest fetishes we had seen at that point.
It was like that and Ouchie the Clown.
Huh?
You don't remember Ouchie the Clown, huh? Well, there
maybe
it is.
I
you can't. I don't think you can.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's just the sound of
but
her.
Is
well,
this
she
the
talks.
Classic one,
this is the classic
you?
One right here. This is the classic one.
I can't watch this again.
Yeah, we
guys.
Can.
That fresh I don't think I've ever cake. Seen this.
You've never
seen
it?
Never seen this?
No.
This is the classic.
This is so sad, really.
I can't remember if you can listen to it. Well, we can't.
Watch a woman destroy a cake with her butt.
I don't think you can.
I hate farts.
Play it.
All right, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
But you can't.
You can't play it.
Mm-mm.
Here, I'll pretend.
So she's like sitting on the cake, and then she lets it rip, Andy.
That's sad.
She just destroyed. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, okay, that's
there
too much. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
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 Saw the
Bye.
Stargate there.
Yeah, you can see.
It is your day.
But yeah, I didn't know if they were making new videos.
I
can't really tell.
I'm not sure.
That's
a classic. That's the
just
classic
on
one.
Cakes? I don't know.
The latest release
it's like
cake
just
fart.
A trend 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah, there's
it.
Still people farting on cakes, Lise. Yep, this girl called Glamour, she does it.
Okay.
Big Mac 01 does it. Yeah, it's a thing women keep doing. Erotic Tanya gets up to no good with that cake.
Erotic Tanya.
Oh, my God, look at this one. Ooh, God, gross.
Well, she's like one of those eaters.
Oh, she's like a big, she just, you want to watch her get fatter. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So many cakes. So many cakes destroyed, Lise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's real sad.
Yeah, no, it is.
Look
for
at
sure.
her. All types.
Very, very sad. So, hey, listen, bottom line for this guy. Should he tell this girl he doesn't mind if she lets it rip on his face? Or do you think that could scare her off? Like, he should just let it slide?
He needs to play it safe. And I think what you do is, you know, you're going to dine back there. So the next time you do, you should be like, hey, nothing should stop what I'm doing back here.
Let it rip.
Nothing should stop it. You know what I mean?
And if she says, what do you mean?
You're like, just don't freak out like you did last time. Here we go. That's all I would say.
Mm.
And then get to business.
Get to backdoor business.
Mm-hmm.
There good, you go.
Good luck to you.
That's your advice.
Good luck.
Farter guy.
Yep.
As Chuck said, it could be just the tip of the fartberg.
Oh, it
tip
is.
Tip of the fartberg.
It is.
There could be much more straight ahead, so yep. Be prepared for that. But you might like that.
Yeah.
If you're into farts.
If you're into farts, you probably would enjoy that.
Yeah.
If you ever want to reach us, and please, it doesn't have to be about farts, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's the best way to do it. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think some French whore is trying to hit on me.
Wait a second. We're talking about.
I just got this like Facebook message from a
French whore?
Merlin Borgia.
Are you falling for something, Dave?
No, but I mean, I don't know what. I got to translate. She's speaking in French, though.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, pay time on
French to English. Translation here. Let's see what she says. She's saying,
ça va bien?
Bon matin.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
Good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Êtes-vous retourné à maison?
Are you going to return to my house? Are you going to come to my house?
Are you coming to my house?
What'd you do, Dave? Leave your underwear there?
Yeah, what do you got there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
going to come to my house finally?
Mm-hmm. Wow. What's crazy is if this person's real.
Probably not.
Désolé.
Hold on.
That's sleep, I think.
No, what does that mean?
Are you trying to remember from French class?
Yeah.
Are you finally going to come over to my house and sleep with me?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Je me suis trompé de personne.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Je me suis.
Sorry, I am. Trompé de personne. What's a trompé de personne? Like a tramp?
Deceive.
It came right up. It was like,
Sorry,
I sent to the wrong person.
Oh my God. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Some sexy French woman.
Wow. So someone's living a way cooler life. Are you coming back to my house this morning? And then realize she sent it to the wrong person, and her picture is of her with her husband, like her marriage photo.
Oh my God.
Mon Dieu!
No.
Mon Dieu!
Sacré bleu.
No.
What the F, you guys? She's a cheating whore. How do I say cheating whore?
No, don't write that back to her.
Yes, cheating whore. Ah, Trisha Put. Are you Trisha Put?
Trisha Put.
Trisha Put. Cheating whore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's.
Everything sounds better in French.
It does.
French is cool.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? Tell
your French
profile. You dirty lady. Does your husband know?
Oh, I bet.
How do I say, does your husband know? No. Maybe that's better than cheating.
Oh, my God.
Does your husband know?
Maybe they're into cuckolds.
Oh, maybe.
That's how I say it to her.
Ton mari sait-il?
Yeah, your husband, no whore.
Oh, my God.
Getting really upset.
Dave gets look, arrested like
she
for
must
blackmail.
Have just got married. All of her stuff.
See.
All of her stuff is all like just recent wedding photos.
Well, see who she got married to. Dave Hunter?
Does she know a Dave Hunter?
Oh, my God.
She
look
was
that up.
Just in Niagara Falls.
Look that up.
Friends, I can't see who her friends are.
Oh,
I'd have to add her first.
Wow.
She loves hot dogs.
That one.
She is.
She loves that meat. She put that on her profile?
Yeah, right there. Oh, I just clicked on the wrong thing.
A French lady that loves hot dogs?
Yep. Glizzy Galati. She's probably French-Canadian.
Yes.
That's much different, Lise. Yep.
Got it.
French-Canadians love hot dogs.
They do. But yeah, okay. She's definitely married. It says relationship married. Mm-hmm. And all of her wedding pictures are in her profile.
Oh, that's so terrible. That sucks. I mean, see why you don't get married. Like, this guy thinks he's got it made.
Yeah, July 26th, she got married.
Yeah, he thinks he's got it made. And look at it. This whore is out there making it happen. Just don't get married.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
I mean, like, just don't get married.
Yeah. Jesus.
Bonjour.
We don't know what
to do. Like, I do want to come over here. Let me come over here and sleep. I'll be right there.
She kind of looks like Wonder Woman chick.
Yeah, she's beautiful. And but I guess she's way hotter than her guy.
Well, that's a downside.
That happens.
Look at him. Yeah. And she's having people over when he's not at home. Oh, my God.
We don't know anything.
I think we're figuring it out.
We're assuming all of this.
That's fine.
No.
What the hell?
I know.
That's crazy.
Who did she mean to reach?
Never assume anything.
Another guy named Dave, obviously.
I guess. Dave Hunter.
Probably doesn't even know. Or she only knows him by Dave.
And I look like him? Like, why would she
pick
me?
Well, no, but I mean, maybe you just pop up. Like, you know, people are... We're big in Quebec.
French Canada.
We're huge in Quebec.
No, I don't. I guess I'll just leave it alone. I won't call her a whore.
No, don't call her.
Tell her, does her husband know?
No.
I'll just say, God.
It's okay. Send.
All right.
Oh, no, now she can call me and message me.
I should never reply.
I should never reply.
And Amber will be furious later.
She saw it already.
Man, she's on there fast.
Well, because I wonder if this is a scam. Imagine this was actually just a scam.
Could be.
Oh, then
French Canadian scam.
Block a French whore. How do you block a French whore?
I've never had to do it.
It's your block. I don't think that'll work. I can.
It's fine. I'm sure everything's fine.
There you go.
There you go. Go ahead and block her. I don't know why you would, but go ahead.
Yeah, you might have missed out on getting some nudes, Dave.
Wow.
Maybe she'd be like, oh,
French nudes.
Oh, my apologies.
You think it's okay, huh?
Take a look at my beaver.
Oh. Beaver.
What is that? Let's see here. Let's see what the translation is.
Oh. Castor.
Castor
is beaver.
Yeah.
Check out my castor.
Castor feminel.
Mm. Yeah. Very nice.
Beaver.
That's English.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue here as we continue to check the news. I know that just stopped me in my tracks. When a French whore messaged you out of the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to translate.
Yeah. Especially when it's a real person.
Yes.
Like, I expected it to be a total scam.
But. No, but it was, she was looking for someone else, either that has a similar name or something.
Mm-mm-mm.
She's gone.
Mm. Well, you blocked
her. Blocked her.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want to talk to her anymore.
He's already, see how sad he was? Yeah. He was so sad.
I'm like, you did it.
She's gone now.
You did it.
She disappeared.
You just did it to yourself.
Okay, all right.
He almost cried.
I know, like, oh,
blocked
it
2 seconds ago.
She blocked me. I was like, what?
No, you blocked her.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's better.
You ended it, Dave. Don't worry. You broke up with her.
A range of emotions.
You dumped her, Dave.
Mon Dieu. All right. So, a Spanish teacher in Rockledge, Florida, found a backpack with a hell of a lot of money in it. What did this guy called Leo Nicaragua do? Love the name.
Yeah.
That's the craziest name I've ever heard.
I'm Leo Nicaragua.
That is a made up name. Okay.
No, it's his real name. Uh-huh, and here's the story of what he did now. Take a listen. Here it is from News 6 in Orlando.
All I'm thinking is, I gotta bring this money to the police.
When Spanish teacher Leo Nicaragua saw this backpack Thursday at dismissal, he figured somebody was about to pick it up.
It was like right there in the middle of the street.
But no students or drivers removed it from the crosswalk at Kennedy Middle School, so Leo took a closer look.
I see a big pile of money, and I'm like, no, this is not a student's bag. So I got all scared and put the money back in the bag.
And brought the bag to his school resort. The owner tells us the cash was a month's payroll for his employees. Mm. And he accidentally put the bag on top of his car as he was leaving this gas station.
Oh, my God.
Police say the owner got everything back thanks to the teacher who didn't take a single bill.
That same day, I got a note from my bank, an email from my bank saying, hey, your bank account right now has reached zero or below zero. But there was not one instant that I thought, I need this money for me. Like, the minute I saw the money, I thought someone lost this money and someone needs to get the money back. My friends are like, you're a hero. I'm like, no, this is what people have to do. This is called honesty, and people have to be honest. People don't need to be rewarded or anything for things that they should do.
But Leo might get rewarded after all.
Yeah.
We connected the two of them, and the owner of the money tells us he's going to call Leo and offer him a reward for doing the right thing.
How much?
$500 McDonald's gift card.
I was going to say, it's going to be like $100.
Yeah, my bank account was zero, but I didn't think about taking that
guys,
money.
Listen, this
right
is
when
perfect.
I picked up the backpack, the bank emailed me, said, you've got zero.
No money.
You've got zero.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. That's exactly what I teach in Chuck the Freaks. You're on the news. How to get paid. And luckily, he took my course and he said all the right things. In fact, he was quick on his feet, saying he had zero money in the bank at all, and he still gave it back. So smart. Any moment, a GoFundMe account is going to start up in this Johnny Nicaragua's
Leo Nicaragua,
his name, and he is going to be rolling in the dough. You watch.
Yeah, he's
exactly what I would say
I think
to
he's
do.
He's going for the GoFundMe rather than the reward.
100%. I have zero money.
You get a lot more from a GoFundMe than you would.
Yes, of course.
He's a teacher.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to do anything.
No. Yeah.
You watch.
But he did say that for a reason, that he is zero.
Am I a hero?
I don't believe he is.
No. I am no hero. I just am doing what the Chuck the Freak told me that I have to say. To get a great, big, nice... GoFundMe.
So what did your bank email you, Leo Nicaragua?
I have a zero money, even less than zero. I have even less than a zero money.
I didn't realize they send emails like that. They tell you
they
when you're
broke.
They
tell you when you have nothing.
They say you're just broke, Leo Nicaragua.
Look at you, find all this money, but you just give it away. Because that is what you should do.
So you're not looking for anything?
Oh, no. I am just happy to be in America.
Oh, so if they offered an award, you wouldn't
great
take
line.
It?
I would never take it.
You would not take it in any
no,
kind of reward?
No, not from anyone who needs it.
No. Okay. So everyone should just leave you alone. You don't need anything from them.
I really don't want a single thing.
No.
Okay. From any of
these.
Oh,
it's too bad. We were going to try and start a GoFundMe for you, but we're worried now.
That is okay.
No, no.
Don't do that.
No.
Okay. Don't. You see, even if someone says they're going to do it,
say no.
And Chuck the Freaks, how to make money with a GoFundMe account, you say no. You say, I don't want it.
Yeah.
The more you say no, but then also throw in my bank account is minus zero.
I honestly didn't know your bank emailed you when you're broke.
What happens is you overdraft.
That's when you could have said less than zero. Yeah. I'm overdrafted. I've got fees.
Yeah. Yeah, the bank doesn't tell you when you're broke. You just know it.
Yeah.
Someone said, what was his accent? Chinese Spanish?
I don't know.
He's Leo Nicaragua.
Leo Nicaragua.
He's got his own mystery. It is. Absolutely it is. But, I mean, he could just be a good dude. Obviously. Yeah,
I think he's a good dude.
He wouldn't mind if someone slipped him a couple bills, but he didn't have to return any of it. And he returned it.
Yeah.
He did. What a great guy.
Good for Spanish teacher, Leo Nicaragua.
Yep. Stay tuned.
See what happens.
I don't think, too. Generally, it starts out right in the report. And they've started a GoFundMe. Nothing. There's nothing yet. I doubt we'll see it.
What if you put in GoFundMe right now and then and Leo Nicaragua?
Leo Nicaragua.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. That's Leon Nicaragua. Leon Nicaragua.
You can use that.
GoFundMe.
No, not yet.
No one started anything for him yet.
And listen. Maybe it won't work out for him, but he did everything right.
But he's getting a reward, so.
He did everything right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a question for you guys right now. Has your mom ever been arrested or been close to being arrested? What led to that? Because there's a story about a mom in the Ukraine that just got arrested for doing something crazy. So has your mom ever been arrested or come close to being arrested? What did she do to get there? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. This Ukrainian mother of two has been blacklisted from flying after she opened the door on an airplane and stood out on the wing to get some air.
Mom.
There's pictures of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out there. She was captured on video taking a casual stroll along the wing of this Ukrainian airplane. Here's the footage of it here.
Is she a Ukrainian hot mom?
She doesn't look like she's in that bad of a shape, I gotta say. She's currently sitting on the wing there, cooling off.
Oh, yeah.
Just chilling on the wing. Open the emergency exit door.
I feel like it's not your first time on a wing.
If you're that comfortable.
If you're that comfortable. What is the Bigadine?
Yeah, she didn't care.
Had no. They told her to come in, and she's like, oh, okay, I just need some air. And then she steps back in through the emergency exit and goes back onto the plane.
I thought, like, once those things were open, there was, like, a big thing that had to happen.
Yeah, I don't think you can just take off, right? I mean, you gotta...
That'd be a bit different in Ukraine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know how they work.
I forgot about that aspect of the story.
The clip, which, is on the website, was shot by ground staff, shows the woman using the emergency exit to access the wing to get some air because she was too hot, apparently. She was seen sitting beside the engine, chilling out for a bit, and before eventually wandering back into the cabin. The Ukraine International Airlines 737 had touched down at the airport from Turkey. It had taxied from the runway to the terminal to wait for passengers to deplane. But this woman was sick of waiting.
I get that, though. I do understand that. Boy, oh boy, why does it take so long sometimes?
She was traveling with her husband and two kids. They say the crazy thing is she didn't really have that much longer to wait. Would have only taken a few more minutes as a lot of people had started to disembark. But then she walked all the way from the tail to the emergency exit row, opened the door, and went out. By that time, her two kids were already outside the plane. They were screaming, "That's our mom!" Oh, no.
Oh, mom's crazy, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
The pilot sounded the alarm. Police, ambulance, and border guards were summoned. The passenger was tested for both drugs and alcohol, had neither in her system. She said, no, I was just overheating. I couldn't handle it anymore. I was too hot. Between the mask and the heat, I couldn't take it. The woman was arrested. She is now blacklisted. She can never fly Ukraine International Airlines again.
She did it just to get banned. She's like, I gotta get banned from this
airline. I never want on this airline again.
I have to get banned.
Blacklisted for gross violation of aviation safety rules and behavior on board. I do think when you open an emergency exit, it's like a big process to...
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
It has to be sealed up again the correct way, and you can't just shut the door and take off.
Yeah.
As far as I know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I thought. It was like a huge ordeal.
Yeah, that might be just a story we were all told at some point to make sure we never did something dumb like this.
Don't ever touch those doors.
Yeah, but still.
It's huge. So, this mom got arrested for opening an emergency exit on an airplane. Why did your mom get arrested or almost get arrested? That's the question. Patrick's up first from Norwood. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. How did your mom get arrested or almost get arrested?
So she was driving back to our house from the grocery store, and the car that she was driving hadn't been inspected in quite a couple of years. And my dad scraped off the old inspection sticker off my car and put it on her car so she could drive it. And the cop was not happy when he pulled her over. He started screaming at her, ordered her out of the car, put her hands on the hood. You gave her the whole runaround, searched the whole car.
Oh, man. It was terrible. Did she even know your dad even did that? Or yeah, she did.
Oh, that's how she found out.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's not
a good way to find out.
It's bad for dad, that.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. Anyone here has had mom been arrested?
My mom? No way.
No.
She is...
I guess maybe when she was young...
My mom was
a big protester. She's a hippie, so she got a... I don't know if she ever got arrested. She might have been detained a couple times.
My mom never gave me the full details, but I know she was arrested once. They eventually let her go, but something about... There was a fight at a bar, outside a bar. My dad was involved. My mom jumped on the back of the guy that was attacking my dad.
Oh, man.
And, like, was scratching him to get him to come off. And when the cops got there, they had just arrested everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And took them away. But then I think that they just kind of let them go after.
Right.
Sometime between 80 and 84, my parents both probably could have been, or they were both outlaws.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You never know.
I don't look into it.
Yeah.
That's why my mom.
Don't go digging.
No, my mom was digging. Sketchy with the details on purpose. I think. She made me believe she doesn't have a record.
It
just let her go.
Let her go.
So we'll see about that. Alex in Romulus. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Good. Was your mom arrested or almost arrested?
Yeah, my mom was almost arrested back in high school. Me and my buddy were hanging out, and we ended up getting arrested that night for blowing off fireworks or whatnot in the park. So I got escorted to the police station right in the back in handcuffs, and my mom came to come pick me up, and she'd been golfing that day. Well, little did I know that my mom was severely intoxicated and had to have her friend drive her. So my mom... picking me up from the police station, almost gets arrested for public indecency. That just made a nice look on her family.
Just to clarify, she wasn't driving drunk. Someone else drove
her. No, because
she just showed up to the police station drunk, that was enough to possibly get her arrested.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, yeah. She was far from gone. It was brutal.
Oh, wow.
Mm. My buddy was there with me, and his mom came, and she's like, oh, my God, who is this loser you're hanging out with, you know?
Now, was your mom arguing with the cops or anything? Like, why were they thinking of arresting her?
No, she was just extremely intoxicated. Yeah. She was just like, I'm so sorry, officer. I can't believe he did this.
Oh, just the public intoxication that you're not supposed to be.
Oh, ma'am. All right, thanks for calling in. Have a good day, Alex. You hope when your mom shows up to get you, she's not wasted.
Yeah. You never know.
Right.
I guess, listen, if Amber and I were out drinking and we got a call, hey, God forbid, one of your kids is in jail, you got to get down there right away.
Yeah.
I mean, you hop in an Uber, you go, you
do it again. Yeah.
Hopefully we're not unbelievably intoxicated.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Nothing sobers you up.
You'll be
like,
all right, Dave.
Kids in jail.
Some text coming in here. We're asking what happened that resulted in your mom getting arrested or almost getting arrested. My mom bought CAC. I guess that means crack. She just
that
read it word
something.
For word.
That could have been something else.
My mom bought some cack.
Sometimes moms will buy some cack.
Yeah.
They don't mind it.
Buy cack?
Yeah.
I leave one letter out. I can put words that don't even look like the other words.
I know.
And he can translate it, but he just reads cack.
Yeah.
My mom bought crack.
Yeah.
From an undercover cop and then ran from him. Oh, your mom's buying crack.
Come on. I know.
You well, hope your mom won't buy crack.
Yeah. Well, you have to know some of these aren't going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
No, true.
Going to be arrested.
Yeah. It's probably been bad. What would have been worse, your mom buying crack or your mom buying cack?
Crack's better.
Yes,
crack's
it is.
Better.
What would
For
crack's
sure.
better?
Yeah. It depends on if my dad's in the picture.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's
I'm thinking crack
yeah.
is fine.
This one also
Not
came
fine,
in
but
better.
Yeah.
My mother lived in Tennessee, got arrested for assault after squirting her neighbor with a water hose following an argument over flowers.
That's the lamest that's, suburban.
That's a much more mom fight, though,
arrest,
right there?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Very nice compared to some of the others.
Right. Compared to the next one Dave's about to
read. Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What?
There you go.
My mom got arrested trying to hire someone to kill my sister.
Ooh.
Her stepdaughter.
Oh, no.
She served 10 years in prison for it.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God. Sweet.
Wow.
So sorry about your mother. That's so terrible.
I know.
Oh, God. She must have hated her.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. There you go. Be thankful your mom didn't buy cack and she didn't go to,
that's right.
to jail for trying to kill someone.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it so much better. Back here to the phone lines. Joe is in Fort Myers. Joe, how did your mom almost get arrested or get arrested?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, when I was a kid, I was always obsessed with, like, cap gun.
Your
mom would never let
Sorry, your phone
one.
Your phone cut out. Cap You're always obsessed with?
Cap guns.
Oh, cap guns.
Yeah, I had, like, cap guns and squirt guns and stuff like that, but most of them looked very real, and my mom refused to let me leave the house with one. Well, I snuck one out in my pants, and we were walking in the Wendy's, and she saw that I had it and grabbed it out of my hands and started yelling at me. And my mom was really ditzy. And so she was just caught up in the moment and forgot that she still had it in her hands and proceeded to walk into Wendy's and try to make an order. And instead of pointing at the menu with her hand, she used the cap gun. And everybody in there thought there was like some kind of holdup. So they ended up, somebody in the back called the cops and, they kind of, you know, I had to explain the whole thing that it was a cap gun, that I had it, and she was, you know, obviously distraught over the whole thing. But.
I'll take the Baconator, I'll take all
those,
like a gun,
those.
Two Frosties.
Yeah.
You have to know my mom. She's really ditzy. Like, she is completely unaware of the world around her. Most of
that,
so.
Wow, yep. She's lucky they didn't, like, surround with SWAT and shoot her down.
Yeah.
Don't point at stuff with a gun, even if it's fake.
Yeah. No.
You can get in some big trouble. Jay, your mom almost got arrested.
My mom almost got arrested trying to beat the crud out of my aunt at Christmas dinner. There was cheese all over the walls, red wine everywhere.
Oh.
Sorry,
pretty
Lisa.
Well knives in the walls.
Knives in the walls?
Yeah, man. They were throwing knives, everything. The neighbors called the cops. The cops showed up, and my mom got, like, confined in the basement by the police officers because my aunt ran off, and they thought she hid the body.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What happened at Christmas dinner that led to your mom and your aunt fighting like that?
We just don't get along. Our both sides of the family, like, we stick to ourselves now, you know?
Yeah.
Is that your mom's sister or her sister-in-law?
Yeah, her sister.
Oh, my God.
Her sister.
Yeah.
Wow, they threw you know it's bad when they throw cheese and wine.
That really sounds like any Italian dinner. Wine and cheese and knives in the wall. And then they all cry and make up at the end.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of knives being thrown yet. I've definitely seen some fights. But.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want knives in the wall.
Passion.
No.
Another text came in. My mom slapped the crap out of some punks in front of a cop because they blew up our mailbox with a bomb. Well, I think that should be acceptable.
Yeah. I don't know if you can just start slapping
well,
people.
Well, you blew up my mailbox.
I know, but you can't just start
in my mailbox.
Beating them to death, Dave. In front of a cop.
They had a bomb, Chuck.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. There's you know, there's a charge for that.
No, I would take
They're
care.
They're going to arrest him for that.
Street justice is fine in my book. Street justice.
Dave Hunter Batman.
Someone said my mom was arrested for identity theft because she was withdrawing money out of her recently deceased mother-in-law's account without any legal right or permission.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, maybe
that's a bad one.
Maybe there was...
It's weird because she probably was doing it forever. Like, being allowed to?
Right.
You know, yeah, like I'm getting...
Here's a card.
I'm getting money for grandma. Mm.
But there was never anything in writing.
But then grandma died.
Got to get it in writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Oh, you can see this happening. We're talking about how your mom got arrested or almost got arrested. What led to that? This person said, my mom got arrested for beating my dad's girlfriend up at the age of 57. Huh. So she, what it doesn't say is if they were still married. Because if you find someone's girlfriend and you're still married.
I bet they were divorced and I don't know. Who knows?
I feel like by including the age like that, they were still married and it was a secret.
Like,
oh, 57, yeah. And she found out my dad had a girlfriend and kicked her ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is always crazy to me, I think, like when there is a divorce and, you know, it's because someone did something with somebody else but that person stays with that person.
Oh.
And then you're like,
yikes, that's tricky.
Forced to, you know, interact with them all the time, you mm-hmm. know.
This mom in the Ukraine was arrested. She was too hot on an airplane, so she opened the emergency exit and went for a walk on the wing to get some air. So we're wondering, how was your mom arrested or almost arrested? We're going to head to the phones here and speak to Alex. Hi, Alex.
How's it going?
Doing pretty good. So what happened?
So my mom used to own a rental property, and neighbor of the rental property, real nasty woman. She found out that she technically owned the part of the front of my mom's rental property, and my mom ended up owning part of the rental in the back. And she put down a bunch of 2x4s in the front for the property line, and my mom's tenant ended up tripping with a kid in her hand over the 2x4s. And so my mom went over there with a crowbar one day, ripped up these 2x4s, and threw it onto her front yard there.
I thought she was going with a crowbar to go have a little chat with her.
I did too.
That's wow. What I thought as well.
Yeah, luckily not. That would have been much more trouble for
her.
Yeah. What about this one? My mom got some fake boobs back in 98. We get pulled over as she's driving me and a buddy to hockey practice.
Okay. What do you got in your shirt, man?
Next thing you know, she's lifting her shirt.
How about you get me out of this?
Showing the cop her new boobs.
You want to see her pan,
new tatas?
Trying to get out of the ticket.
I'll give you a little show.
Just wanted to go to hockey practice.
Close up.
We thought she was... Mom, stop! We thought she was going to jail. The cop just gave her a warning and pretty sure his number.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, did a good job.
Those are spectacular. Go ahead. Well, hold on. How about we exchange some info?
Imagine the friend of the son. How, like,
oh my God.
What a ride to hockey practice that was.
Like, if my mom was driving Chuck and I to hockey practice and my mom whipped her boobs out.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you kind of know. Someone's mom.
Yeah, but it's still crazy.
I know it's still crazy.
Bro, your mom's a slut.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, yeah,
on your way to hockey practice. Hey, boys, guess what? Yeah. I don't want to say Dave's name. Billy's mom's a slut. Yeah. Show her boobs to the cops.
Oh, it would be everywhere. Yeah, it would tell everyone.
Oh.
It would be like me showing my dong to a female cop to get out of a ticket with,
wow,
you know.
Wow, that's a terrible idea. Don't ever do it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's how horrible it is.
Yeah.
Putting it in perspective. But it works for women.
Well, sometimes, it worked that time.
Sometimes.
It worked that time somehow.
Oh, we've heard of it working a lot of times.
I don't know.
It was 98, so boob jobs are just in there, getting in their prime.
Yeah,
right.
Really, yeah. Really popular time.
Yep.
Huge knockers.
Yeah. Huge, probably nice grapefruit
nice
size.
Supple. Yeah. Nipples right,
well,
in the perfect
even
location.
Just imagine being the kid who's in the back seat and you're like, I am seeing my buddy's mom's boobs right now.
No, that's nuts in itself,
this is
right?
Insane.
That's my kid mind would have been blown.
Oh.
Can I come over after hockey practice and
every
check
day?
Out your mom's boobs?
You never stop hanging around that house.
Well, I have a feeling.
Let's go over to Billy's house. His mom's sunbathing. She might show us her knockers.
Oh, my God. You
think Billy's mom is only a couple years away from railing half the...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I know.
Half the team.
When I graduate, I'm going to nail Billy's mom.
Yep. Katie's in Taunton. How you doing, Katie?
Yep.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay. So your mom has been arrested not once, but twice. Is that right?
I am the mom of two that has been attempted, and yes.
Uh-oh, Katie, what have you been up to? You're the arrested mom.
Oh, boy.
So my son and my daughter would have a story for a lifetime. This was before I became a mom. I was 16, I was hanging out with a bunch of friends at a park after hours, and somebody called the cops, and of course, we're in my mom's car, smoking weed, and the kid that was in the car with me dropped the pipe, so when the police came to check the car, they found weed and a pipe in my car, and they told me that I was going to be arrested unless somebody came up and took the blame, which that took over an hour for them to do. So I was in tears and my mom's car was going to be impounded and I was going in a cruiser.
But that didn't happen.
2 years. No, thank God. No, my mom would have put me on a silver platter.
Right. Yeah.
2 years later, I was living with my mom and my brother and I got into a tit for tat. And he's 6 foot, so I went to throw my cell phone across the hall. He stood up just in time, and it hit him in the throat. So I had called the police because he took my pain meds and threw them, and no one could find them. So I called the police. The police show up, and they tell me to shut my mouth. And I'm just yelling, shut my mouth. Nope, I wouldn't do it. The guy turned me around, said, you're going into the cell. I was arrested and put into the cell for over 2 hours. My mom had to come bail me out.
Okay.
They told me I couldn't go back home.
You are trouble.
Yeah.
Nothing but trouble.
Yes, yeah. He's trouble.
My husband listens to this show, so I will be expecting a phone call from him.
Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You hide that weed pipe.
Yeah.
You know she's still up to no good.
Yeah.
Someone else texted saying that my mom was arrested, and actually still in prison.
Oh no.
For smuggling drugs from Texas on a family vacation when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
Damn, mom.
We're going on vacation, guys. This is going to be awesome.
Six Flags over Texas. Woo!
Mom's got a butt full of drugs.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, no.
I wonder how that all played out.
Yeah.
Like, were they in the car when they got pulled over? Like, how did mom get arrested?
Probably. I'm sure it was a real memorable time.
I wonder if
they're
in Mexico and they're crossing the border back into Texas.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Ding, got pulled over.
Oh. So she was using the family probably as a cover, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, God.
Thanks, Mom.
Way to go, Mom. Zach's with us next, talking about how your mom got arrested or almost got arrested. What did she do, Zach?
She was trying to file a pistol permit. Register a pistol in another state, and supposedly someone either stole her identity or had the first and last middle name. The only thing that saved her was the last digit of Social Security number. She waited there for like 2.5 hours to get her permit, and it was taking forever. And police came out
and immediately took her in interrogation. The person that was wanted for armed robbery and murder.
Oh, my God. They almost thought that was her?
Yep. The only thing that saved her was her last digit on her social security number.
Holy hell. That was it.
Otherwise, she was going to be hauled to jail with questions.
That's too close.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You don't want a case of mistaken identity like that.
You don't.
This guy said that his mom was arrested because in sixth grade, he was the class clown. And the teacher wasn't having any of it.
Uh-huh.
So the teacher grabbed him by the back of the neck and arm and threw him outside. He went to the payphone at the school, called his mom. She came to the school and beat the teacher's ass in front of the whole class.
Wow.
She spent 3 months in jail for assault, though.
Oh.
I mean, I'm kind of split on that one.
Yeah. Oh, my teachers had the green light. Listen, if you need to kick his ass, you go right ahead. You won't hear a beep from me. You let me know if you kick his ass. I'll kick his ass double. Because I got hit a few times in school.
I know, but I feel like the Breister said that, but if he actually... No, the Breister meant it. You came home with a black eye and a teacher had done that to you.
I think the Breister would have taken some vengeance.
Yeah, it would all depend. He'd want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
He'd want to know there would be a line that I possibly had crossed to deserve to get punched in the eye.
Yeah.
And if I didn't cross that line, then good luck to the poor man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so now I'm putting myself in a parent's shoes. If I found out that a teacher grabbed my kid by the neck and arm and tossed them outside...
You'd go Dave Hunter on that person.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to know.
Storming up to that school.
Depends.
Mm-mm.
It's because you have your kids. You know, if you had me as a kid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's a lot different.
Right.
It's a lot different.
Beat that, Charlie.
You had to throw him out again. You had to throw him out again. Too many times. I was thrown out of a classroom.
Yeah, I guess you could understand that.
Chuck, as a kid, I was thrown out of a lot of classrooms.
Yeah.
Your sweet kids, they don't.
Yeah, I have my own special spot in a lot of hallways.
I had to go to the school for my kids once, so thankfully.
No.
But just different.
I can't imagine you as a kid.
Oh my God.
How bad you were.
You're a nightmare as an adult. As a kid, holy hell. No good. It would be no good. But now you know you got one. You got little you in the form of stuff.
I have, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah. That's it. I know how it is.
Somebody might give him himself.
Yeah, and it happened. But it's, that's what the twisted part was.
Yeah, make her a girl.
Because if it was a guy, I'd be able to handle it. But she has extra power.
She has extra power
because she's as evil and as manipulative as I am, but also so cute and a girl, and I can't do anything to her. She gets what she wants.
Yep. Someone knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
All right. Joe's with us next. How has your mom been arrested or almost been arrested? Joe is calling us from Lake Panasaki. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourselves?
Doing okay. So what did your mom do?
She was shooting pool. This guy, she was bent over shooting. This guy walked up and grabbed her, so she turned around and beat the crap right out of him with the cue stick.
Oh, boy.
Wow, Ma.
And she got arrested?
That's good.
She got arrested.
Someone can grab you and you still get arrested for fighting?
Well, that doesn't make sense. It's self-defense, right?
Yeah, I understand it, but it probably depends what year was it.
Mm. Yeah, and how much damage she did. Like, did she beat the hell out of this guy?
He needed dentures.
Dentures!
Yeah, well, a pool cue will knock your gips out. It'll break your face.
It will.
So, Joe, your mom, a tough mother effer.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I don't know if I should call a mom a mother effer, but
that wasn't a good...
She's more like a father effer.
We know you meant.
Yeah. All right, Joe, have a good day. See?
I can't call
a mom a mother effer.
No. You can sometimes.
Father effer? She's a tough father effer.
No. She's just, I don't know.
Tough woman.
There's some women you can't mess with.
Yeah.
Right? So you just see a hot little ass bent over a pool table, you don't know what's on the other side of that ass.
No, and it's sometimes it's like the smallest. It's like the smallest one is the most deadly, especially with a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get that on a shirt. You never know what's on the other side of that ass.
You don't.
You don't. All right. This one came in through text. My mom and dad hadn't had a date night in a long time. It was hard to find a babysitter for three kids. They finally go on a date. My mom was almost arrested for being caught in the parking lot giving my dad a BJ.
Wow.
Cop felt sympathetic and told, let them go.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You'd think he'd be on the horn every night for a babysitter. he'd be searching the whole city. Like, that's a...
Hello?
Yeah. Like, look at my babysitter for three kids. No? Okay, bye. Hi, I'm looking for a babysitter for three kids. No? Damn it.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's all you would do. That's a pretty solid date night for a guy.
Oh, that's an incredible date night.
A parking lot
married,
BJ?
A married dad.
Married
dad parking lot
with three kids
BJ?
And he gets one.
Best date night ever.
Come on.
By the way, quick update. Truth be told, she just texted back in. The mom was me. It was me and my husband.
Oh, wow.
You filthy mouth.
That'll go.
Way to go. You're right. You've got a lucky husband.
Yeah.
But just be a little more careful where you give him the old car BJs.
Yeah.
Maybe use a blanket or something. I don't know. Just cover it up.
You know what? It's the first time cops have been called to the Applebee's for inappropriate activity.
Exactly.
I wonder where they went. Applebee's. Probably the parking lot of a Chili's or something.
Well, you've
right?
got three kids.
Whatever, you take it. I don't care where I am. I'm Panda Express. I'll get it.
Yeah.
Keith's with us here. Keith, how was your mom arrested or how was she almost arrested, Keith?
I pour concrete for a living, you know. So me and the guys worked a 16-hour day.
Yeah.
And we barely ate anything. We had like two beers apiece at the end of the night. I get pulled over for a brake light out and barely blew over the limit. So they arrest me. So I see my mom walking by myself and she waves at me smiling, but she's got handcuffs on.
What? You bumped into your mom in prison?
Yeah. Like, what's going on here? I guess she had a warrant for something to do with taxes or something.
Oh.
And I'm thinking she's coming to bail me out, and then here comes my dad in full dress. He's a cop.
Oh.
He's got to bail out his wife and his son.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Okay, for your dad.
That's a bad day.
That's a rough one.
Oh, my God. My whole family's in prison.
Yeah. Go bail them all out.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to have happen.
And it's weird to run into your mom there. Like, hey, Ma.
What are you doing here?
Mom's in the holding cell.
I didn't expect that.
No.
She just waves. Hey, Keith. How's it going? That's a bad time. Fast Eddie. Hey, Fast Eddie.
Good morning. How's your mom in there?
How's your mom in there? So why was your mom arrested?
My mother was arrested for attempted home invasion.
What?
Yes.
What did she do?
There was a custody battle. My younger cousin, his mother passed away, and my aunt was trying to get custody, and the father of my cousin, his sister, was trying to get custody. Well, she ended up getting custody. Well, one night, my aunt, my mom got a little boozed up, and they decided to go over to her house and talk to her. Well, the talk didn't go so good, and they both tried to force their way into the house, and they both got arrested, attempted home invasion. It's a felony.
Oh my God! You don't want a felony on
your
record.
No, you don't.
Did they get out of that or no? It's still on her record.
Well, no jail time, but yeah, it's still on the record. They had to do community service. They got let off pretty easy, but they still got a felony.
Yeah.
Do you think you can get out like of a bunch of trouble if your mom gets arrested? Like if you turn that around, big. Oh, really? Weren't you arrested for a felony?
Yeah, I feel like you could do just about anything you want.
Could use that.
They lose a little bit of power over you when they're a criminal.
Yep.
Talking about how your mom got arrested or almost got arrested, Ashley sent us an email to email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. She said, our family trip to Marineland in the 90s. My mom jumped into the dolphin tank at Marineland. It was her dream to swim with the dolphins. And to this day, I remember seeing her being hauled off by the police. I was 9 at the time.
Those moments like that will stick with you
in your childhood.
What's your will?
Oh, my God.
When your mom with a head full of dolphin dreams gets arrested? I don't know what the hell kind of story that is. It's the
first thing you should talk about when you go to therapy.
Yeah.
Mom always said to chase your dreams.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, imagine God. She grabs you by the shoulders and she's like, this is my dream. You'll understand one day.
And then you know what? At this point in my age, I'd be like, I understand now, Mom. I now finally understand my mom jumping in that dolphin tank.
Yeah.
What's James' dolphin tank?
That's you know.
I want to know. Could be anything.
You're at Marine Land with Mom, and she decides to jump into the dolphin tank. I just can't even imagine what you'd do. Like, what would the Breister do if Linda had jumped into the dolphin tank?
I'll leave her. I'll tell you. Go to jail for the rest of your life. I don't.
He sleeps.
I'm free.
Just nothing you would expect. That never happened in any of the dolphin shows I worked at.
Yeah.
No one ever jumped into the tank, thankfully. No crazy mom jumped into the tank.
How would you react, Dave, if somebody crazy mom jumped in the dolphin tank when you were, like, doing a show?
Oh, well, I'd be worried that they'd attack her.
Really?
Like, because if they feel threatened, you know, just from working with them, they
I'd love to see Dave react.
They can get aggressive.
I know, me too.
Oh, my God, you stupid bitch! I would. Oh, my God, you stupid whore! Oh, we got a whore in the tank!
Your mic is on, Dave. The whole crowd can hear this.
Plus, she's taken away from his thunder. You know, right. Like his show. That's he's right. In the middle of the show.
I'm in a big moment.
Show, bitch. I'm in the middle of a goddamn show, bitch.
This is Fred Flintstone's Sea Circus, bitch. Get this whore out of the water. Your mom's a whore. This never happens in the Bedrock Aquarium. Not on my watch.
There's these berating this little child whose mom
and
is
I
being.
Too. We had those like old school headphone microphones.
Oh yeah, the Madonna.
Right, because we had to like hand out fish and stuff. So I wouldn't have even known it was still live, and I would have called her every name in the book.
Yeah,
ruined your Fred Flintstone show.
Oh my God!
Ah, you filthy whore! You're a thousand whores.
Oh my God.
Well, that would be
Dave's getting hauled off to jail after it.
Yeah. I probably would have. I would have lost my job. Then I would have said a million horrible things.
It's the best dolphin attraction I've ever been to.
Oh, wow.
I'm coming back next year.
Yep.
Would have been quite a show. A few more quick calls and comments here. We're talking about what led to your mom getting arrested or almost getting arrested. Voice changing technology as we go to our anonymous caller here. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Prepare to pay.
What's that?
Prepare to pay.
Oh, okay. Peg.
Peg.
Yes. Okay.
Alrighty, I was about 9 years old before Karens were even publicized, and we were in a Kmart parking lot, and, you know, kids and, are lazy as hell, and they don't ever want to push their carts back, right?
Sure.
I may say that threw one halfway across the parking lot, well, over-exaggeration, and Mexican bumped into a Karen's car. She got out the car, and it didn't end so nicely with my mother to show up at her house.
Okay, hold on. I think it's a little hard to understand you. He pushed a cart. Instead of taking it back, he pushed it. That cart hit a Karen's car.
Ah. Karen jumped out.
Yes, Karen jumped out. Started calling me a little heckler, a little B and a C and all the other ABCs.
Yeah.
And my mom retaliated with telling her that we are a family that comes from Detroit SWAT, and we will pull up to our house with a warrant.
Oh. And so then, did she report your mom, and your mom almost got arrested?
Yes, she ended up reporting my mom, and it was the most hilarious because the cop actually knew my mom. So the lady was even more terrified when the cop started acknowledging my mom by her first and last name and asking her how I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Well, good. You got Karen revenge.
Yeah.
But I would be pissed if a little kid threw a cart on my
car. Oh, my God. I would lose my mind.
I'd be very upset.
I'd lose my mind.
Yep.
I'd want you taken down.
Yeah. No reason to get killed, though, but...
No, you don't want to get killed, and you don't want any attention from the SWAT.
Yeah, I don't want to be swatted.
No SWAT attention would be great. Let's go to Chris, who's with us on a regular line. Chris, your mom was arrested. Why?
She was arrested due to the fact that her boyfriend at the time had placed a gun under her seat. Little did she know that it was stolen, and he was a convicted felon. She had went to jail for the fact that he had had the gun under her seat. He took off running. He ended up later on getting arrested, but they were both in jail for, I think mom had told me, about 10 days. Before her dad finally came and bailed her out.
Chris, mom made some bad decisions in the day.
She liked bad boys.
Yep.
Liked a bad boy.
A convicted felon with stolen firearms.
Yep.
Is who
not
mom
good
got
choices.
With.
Yep. No.
Not good at all. And one more call here. Nick is in Boston. Hi, Nick. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How did your mom get arrested?
Oh, she didn't get arrested. She almost got arrested.
Okay.
She tried throwing a cinder block through my neighbor's windshield, long story short.
Oh, my.
She threw a cinder block?
Tried.
Well, she tried. She tried. She I had a basketball hoop in front of my house, and my neighbor, who didn't like us, parked her spare car that she didn't use in front of it for months. So we picked the hoop up, brought it in front of her house, and started playing and calling all this noise. And then the neighbor came outside and like threw the hoop to the ground and called the cops and everything. And then my mom showed up and picked one of the cinder blocks up from the ground and tried throwing it through her windshield.
Didn't quite work, though.
No, it did not work. She didn't get arrested because she didn't actually throw the cinder block, so I guess it was good, but she had my back.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes a certain kind of mom, though, to try and throw a cinder block.
I know that exact mom.
They're out there for sure.
Yeah, they are.
But it's a certain kind of mom.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.